Lillian heard shouting from across the hallway and looked up from the imaging screen. A red-cheeked, burly man jabbed a finger toward one of her residents in irritation. A bulge in his jacket pocket suggested the presence of a gun. She had seen too much violence in her lifetime to think it could be anything other than a weapon. Too bad the emergency room didn't have metal detectors at the entrance. The slight sway of the man's rotund body indicated some degree of intoxication. He was trying to force his way to the bedside of a woman who had been brought in earlier after a car accident. She had multiple injuries, old and new, none of which matched a low-impact fender bender. Lillian's gaze roamed the emergency room to gauge the level of the threat. The bustle of activity was fairly standard for evening traffic. The waiting room was 20 people deep. Resident physicians, respiratory therapists, phlebotomists, and nurses bustled to and fro, while paramedics wheeled in a stretcher with the newest emergency arrival. In one corner, two policemen were helping subdue a psychotic patient until chemical restraints could be implemented. This was a normal day at the office, except that this woman's inebriated husband might reach for his gun and open fire at any moment. Lillian leaned over to Mary, one of the nurses. "Please ask security to meet me at bed 4, discreetly." Mary looked up from her computer screen and stared at Lillian. Her mouth fell open in alarm. "Bed 4. Yes, Dr. White." The escalating situation couldn't wait for security to finish with the psychotic patient. Lillian needed to intervene, especially since the man was armed. The hair on the back of her neck stood on end as she approached the shouting. She steeled herself for the confrontation. The young resident looked terrified, but stood his ground to protect his patient.
"Let me see my wife, you damn punk!"
Lillian stepped into his direct view. "Hello, I'm Dr. White. Can I help you with something?" The man scrutinized her black scrubs and red hair.
"You can get this kid out of my way so I can see my wife," he snarled.
He gestured to the closed curtain. Lillian could smell the schnapps on his breath and see his bloodshot sclera. She positioned herself between her resident and the man. Although her heart thudded in her chest, she kept her voice calm. "She's resting. If you want to wait in the lobby, we can let you know when visitors are permitted." Her senses were on high alert, watching his every twitch and shift.
"I'm not a goddamn visitor. I'm her husband."
In a quiet but sharp tone, Lillian said, "Then would you also be the man who broke her wrist, cracked 3 ribs, and bruised her neck?" A deep scowl settled on his face, causing his bushy eyebrows to nearly touch over the bridge of his beefy nose. His eyes became obsidian. Lillian imagined she was seeing what this man's poor wife had seen time and time again. Despite sensitivity and leadership training, Lillian's mouth seemed to land her in hot water. She had angered him and was now the object of his wrath. Better her than his wife or her resident. Events in Lillian's life over the last decade had propelled her into learning advanced self-defense. She had more training for combat than most people, yet her previous experiences did nothing to dull the adrenaline coursing through her. The man's knuckles cracked under the force of restrained fury as he balled his fists.
"She tell you that?"
Lillian looked him directly in the eyes. She didn't have to.